Blog Talk Radio.
What we're going to actually have to do. Alright, well, fuck it. We're going to have to end this stream and then I'm going to have to bring it back because I'm not going to do a show without the chat. And this is supposed to be made, this says made for kids. I don't do that. Alright, so we're going to get it out of here. So this is what we got to do. Alright. So we're going to bring it back. And in order to bring it back, this is what I got to do. Okay, we're going to fix this over here. And, okay, so that part is done. Get rid of this over here. Bear with me for a minute, y'all. Bear with me a minute. Let me get this thing fixed, and then I put up another stream. We didn't get too far into it, so we can get it right. Shout out to my Instagram people. I'm about to fix the YouTube stream. I'm going to go ahead and fix this shit. I have to. I have to. I have to. Okay. I don't know how I goofed that up, but I fixed it now. So this is what we gotta do. So that's actually the picture. Wait, hold on. Okay. So now y'all see how a show is created. I'm always showing y'all. Okay. So let's go. Now the stream with the chat is up. So let's go. Y'all can go back over on the YouTube side now. Unless y'all just want to stay here. You know what I mean? If y'all want to stay here, it's cool. It's just that Instagram is often it's kind of a barren place. You know what I'm saying? It's often a barren place. But the new stream is up and the old stream has been deleted, so you won't be able to stay on that one no matter what. But let's get it pop. I said, we're here, everything's all cleared, and we coming through with the right shit, my dad. It's the daily go get our Mism show. We do this every day on the one with Man O. All right, how y'all doing? How you feeling? Sucre je twice all up in the house. How you feeling, ma? It's good to see me some. Yo, you know I always do. Appreciate it when you do come through. You talky Zori, you too. But word up. Emily done laugh is in the house. Bow, she about to turn it out. Carol Chamber, let me favorita. I'm so glad y'all put up with me. It's good to see your word. All right. So tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about what it takes to get over on you. What it takes to get over on you. We all have a weakness. Each and every last one of us have a weakness. We have a weakness. Something somebody does pulls at our heartstrings. And for some people, it actually is, you know, matters of the heart that gets them to let their guard down. So that's basically what we're talking about tonight. Letting your guard down. What it takes to get over on you. In other words, what it takes to get you to submit. What it takes to get you to agree. What it takes to get you to move in a direction that somebody wants you to. And why it makes you feel bad when that happens. Because some people have a strategy for some people. Like, you know, it may not be you, but somebody that you know may know somebody who they have a strategy for getting whatever they want to from that person. So for some people, their children, the love of their children. I've heard men talk about how their daughters get them to do anything they want them to do. They just come along and, you know, blink those big, pretty, real eyelashes on them. Like, blink, 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 blink. Dad, please. Can I have that? Dad, please. Blink, blink. Dad, please. Blink, blink, blink. Dad, please. Blink, blink. I've heard men talk about how their daughters just basically, you know, break them down, melt them down. Just with a couple of blinks of the eyes and that pretty smile. So, you know, if your daughter could do it to you, then some other woman has probably figured out that formula, whether it was that daughter's mother or some other woman in your life. So for a lot of men, the easiest way to get to them, the easiest way to play them, the easiest way to get over on them is to be a pretty woman or a woman with a nice body or something like that. For some men, it's sex. For some men, it's sex. Yo, give me a little neck. Yo, it's sex. Yo, give me a little something. I feel like when a woman pulls her panties down, I'm about to turn this frown into a smile. Word. And when it goes down, you know how we do when you come around. Word. Well, you know. A man who has a weakness for women. You know how it is. You've seen them. You've seen how they act. You've seen how they perform. You've seen how, you know, how people tease them about it all the time. Like, oh, man, as soon as you see a set of titties and a fat ass, yo, you are mush. You know what I'm saying? All we got to do to get whatever we want out of you is to have her come through with a fat ass and some titties too. Fat ass and titties too. When she come through, this motherfucker stuck to her like glue. And the shit's going to bond. Like, I'm like, what's going on? What's up with you? She did it to Michael, Jay, and Sean. And to do it to another, because a lot of brothers got that type of weakness for the chick. So y'all know how we do. Y'all know how we do. So we're going to talk about that night. That tonight. What it takes to get over on you. It can be a serious situation. It really can, because when you talk about getting over on somebody, sometimes people lose their entire fortune, life savings, and all of this. Smooth talking. Some people have a weakness for smooth talkers. Even if they've been played by a smooth talker before, it's like, yeah, but this one was different. I thought this one was different because this one was different. Like, every smooth talker who ever got over on me before wore blue. This one was wearing red. Like, ain't nobody going to wear red and get over on you. You know, I'm talking about my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I sit back, relax, do your thing, tax, and chill. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming on through. And April Cox, yo, glad to see me, some you, too. And naturally, the rap. Yo, if you was right in front of me, I give you a dap or properly a hug. You know how it goes. We ain't bug. I'm doing this thing, not like Young Thug. All right, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This your daily. Go get a missing show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Minute Show on this Power Monday, and it is going down. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, sir. It's going down right here on the Daily, on the DG show, you know? So we're talking about what it takes to get over on you. Not necessarily what it takes to play you, because it may not be a situation where you're getting played, but it can definitely be a situation where you are not as resistant as you would normally be. Like, you're putting up their guard, but your guard has been broken down by somebody who knows you well enough and can capitalize on either your weaknesses or your desires. And for a lot of people, weaknesses and desires kind of go hand in hand. Like, whatever you desire may be what you're weak for. So what you desire may be the candy or the carrot in front of the mule that makes the mule pull the plow. You know what I'm saying? So you may submit to anything that you really want, which can be a good thing. You know, when you see somebody that's really passionate and steadfast in their beliefs or their ambitions, you know, it actually can be very attractive. Like, yo, one thing I respect about this brother or this sister is that no matter what, when they want something, ain't nothing getting in the way. So they don't allow obstacles, roadblocks, or even for their pride and ego to get in the way when they're going for theirs. The only thing about it is there are levels to this thing, levels, baby. And sometimes for the person who will go for theirs no matter what, will also spend no matter what the cost or go however far it is when they really could have got it right there at home. They could have got it right there at yo. They could have. You didn't have to go all the, yo. Why pay that much? You could have. I'm trying to tell you, it ain't worth it. Yo. Gave my life so much value. And I realized it really didn't have any value at all. So that's what we're talking about today on the DG show. Please share the show. Please subscribe to the channel.
please hit that like button. Hit that like button. Let's get some sort, some type, some semblance of an algorithm going on. So please share the show. My brother Jeff Hawkins is all up in the house. I can feel it, my brother. Good to see you. And thanks for coming on through. You know how we do. What it takes to get over on you. When was the last time somebody got over on you? Now, I'm not talking about the last time that you gave into somebody or that you did something. What's going on, my big sis? Robbie Ming here to do the damn thing, something like a queen to a king. No thanks. Good to see you, my Carol Chamberlain. So I'm talking about the last time you knew that somebody got over on you, because after everything was said and done, you was like, well, I'll be damned. Because you might have said to yourself, I'm not going to allow that to happen again, or I don't want this, or whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? It could be something small. Like, remember years ago before, like now, there are hardly any records, hardly any CDs, hardly any tapes. But back in the day, well, not that far back in the day, but like in the early 2000s, all the way up to probably 2010, 2012, somewhere like that, you may have still been buying DVDs and stuff like that. And somebody may have sold you a tape or like a mixtape or DVDs on the street. Like, yo, I got a whole knapsack. I got a whole backpack full of DVDs. You know, and these are all the original DVDs. These ain't no... We ain't take these in the movie theater. These are the ones right off of the movie theaters, whatever. You know what I mean? With the movie theaters, the joint. So this is a good thing. You went home, you may have thought that you was watching, I don't know, Precious. You got home and you was watching a bad copy of Seabiscuit, some shit like that. You know what I mean? They got over on you. And the thing that may have allowed them to get over on you was the fact that the price was right. So maybe you're the type where anytime you feel like you are kind of getting over on somebody else, like, oh, I made them sell me something of high value for dirt cheap. That may be how people get over on you. So all they have to do is come to you and say that something is worth a whole lot of money, and you'll pay a little bit of a lot of money to have it. So they told you, oh, no, these are real Gucci bags. These ain't knockoffs. These are real Louis bags. These ain't knockoffs. These are real Coach bags. These ain't knockoffs. And the sneakers, too, and the accessories for you. Yo, I'll give you the whole pack for about $200 at that. And it's only because it's the only one left. Yeah, I feel good to you. Here, take this. And that might be how they get over on you. The price was right. So you may have rationalized, like, even if this shit ain't real, it ain't cost me but a couple of hundred. But to some people, a couple of hundred is, that's real playing me out money. Don't try to play me out. So let's talk about it. What does it take to get over on you? April Cox says, it makes dating seem more like a business transaction. Ooh. Oh, wait a minute. I gotta read what you wrote before. Yeah, some women use their sexuality or perceived weakness to get what they want from men. What's new? Yeah, no doubt. But a lot of men will deny that that's what it takes. Some men will straight up say, like, yo, man, I don't know about you, but... You know what I mean? If this chick would have came through for any man, any straight man, yo, if he don't take her, then he must be harboring a secret in the closet. So some men stand by it. Like, if I'm going to get played, then I'm going to get played over some pussy. Some men don't have any shame in that. Like, if I'm going to get played, let it be over some ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can justify getting played over some ass. I ain't getting played over no, you know what I mean? I don't know, a bag of marbles or something. Like, I was going for mine. T. Carrie Wright says, April, I'll have you know that I'd always tell my dad how smart and handsome he is before asking for the car when my car was down. Interesting. love of family. Family love. Love of family. Family love. Word. Okay. Naturalista Rap says, shit, you give me more than that, boyfriend. You don't know that. You know, you have no, you don't know that. There's no proof. There's no proof. There's no proof. So, Ansel Jones, my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling, my brother? Jeff Hawkins says, got me with the notebook joint. Turns out it was boxed notebook paper instead of a, yo, I ain't gonna lie, Jeff. I got jerked with the notebook joint too. In like 2000, it was in the early 2000s. He had the whole Best Buy setup. Yo, I deserve to get played as good as this dude had this laptop wrapped up. You know how when you go to Best Buy and you see like the sticker on it with all the features and all of that, I unwrapped this bitch. It ain't even have the port to plug the bitch in. Needless to say, it didn't have the plug. I was like, no, he had the plug. He sold me the plug with it. But it ain't have no port. The smart thing to do would have been to have unwrapped it. And, you know, it should work on the street if the battery is any good. But no. No. So, yeah. You know, it's funny. You reminded me of that because I would have said that I don't have a regular thing that that would allow you to get over on me. But I do like electronics. So if you come through with some cheap electronics and I think it's the real shit, if I think it has some authenticity, yeah, you might get over on the kid. What's going on, Tasha? Tasha, rest in peace, Dad. Good to see me some of you. Thanks for coming through, my appreciator. Appreciate it. She plays you twice, says, or bought a T. Oh, hold on. Let's see. I think what it takes can differ depending on the person taking.
Yeah.
Or bought a TV with or AC with bricks in the box. Yeah. You know that's happened. A lot of times when you've been wanting something for a long time and the price comes through and it's right, or like on a day like this when it's really, really hot outside and, you know, you're looking for some relief of an air conditioner and somebody come through with an 8,000 BTU air conditioner. Like, yo, this brand new in the box. I just got this shit from Sam's Club. Yo, I got it for you, man. You know what I mean? 300. Give me 300, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm trying to tell you, this is the $800 unit. You give me three. You got two? Give me two. You know, for you, man. Go ahead, man. You know what I mean? Go ahead. You take the motherfucking air conditioner. The air conditioner was in the box. But you ain't know that this is one of the air conditioners that was probably supposed to be taken back to the manufacturer because it fell off the truck and it's broke. They said broke. But the price was right. And the desire was there. You was trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know what I'm saying? Or you was trying to only spend 15 cents of the dollar. So, you know, that's what it took to get over on you. What would Guan do? If y'all want to call into the show, 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine. Get your shine. Get your shine, baby. It is the Daily Go Get a Mizzen show. Welcome. The people who paid for that Mayweather fight. Yeah, I've heard bad things about that Mayweather fight. But I stopped getting hyped over boxing a minute ago. You know what I mean? In this era, I would never pay for a fight, honestly. I would never pay for a fight nowadays. Those days have long passed. Since there are no heavyweights, there are no pay-per-views. That's how it goes in my world. know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Stacey Yvette White holding it down for the D. Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for coming to see me. Word. Narcissus said, Run DMC, it's not funny when you buy a TV from off the street. You take it home, plug it in, bam, you got beat. Yeah. Hard time. You always took it way back. Hard times. All right. Let me see. Jeff Hawkins says, yes, the Best Buy hookup. Yeah, man, all that glitters ain't gold in electronics, baby. You know what I mean? You take it back to the Crazy Eddie's days. Crazy Eddie's was selling some real bullshit, but it was cheap. The price was right at Crazy Eddie's. You couldn't beat it. Couldn't beat it. The store was nice. You know what I mean? Mad people in Crazy Eddie's. You know, people was going, listen, y'all remember Crazy Eddie's? Crazy Eddie started out in New York. Straight scam artist. He was taking old electronics that was fucked up, refurbished, and he was selling them as brand new and cheap. Some of this shit was actually good, but very little of it was actually good. I saw a documentary about the boy who started Crazy Eddie's. And by the way, the dude that was on the commercial of Crazy Eddie's was not the Crazy Eddie. He wasn't the real Crazy Eddie. It was some Jew cat. It was some Jew. That's it. Yo, the Crazy Eddie story was wild. I saw that on ID channel. Okay. All right. Stacey White says, I've been played one time. Wait a minute. I've been played one time bias. That's a celebrity and I can't stand him now. I've been played one time. Got nothing for that. Okay. Jeff said Crazy Eddie was the scam. It was. But it was a really nice store. Yeah, you saw the story. Real Crazy Eddie was off the chain. Off the chain. So, all right. So when we talk about what it takes to get over on you, for every individual, it's going to be a different thing. Some people are a sucker for love. So anytime that they get into a love affair, when they have a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend or something like that, some people feel like, well, if we together, then we're supposed to do things for each other no matter what. We're supposed to do things for each other no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not supposed to tell your man or your woman no. If they want something and you're able to get it if you're in a position to be able to give it to them, you're supposed to just give it to them. So they figure, well, I'm in love, you know. I'm in love. Oh, shout out to Evelyn Champagne King. There's nothing about you, and there ain't no doubt about it. I'm in love. Yeah, shout out to Evelyn Champagne King. I wish I could play music on this show. That shit would be dope. All right. So for some people it's love. For some people it's sympathy. Whenever somebody is down on their luck, you know what I mean? Whether it's a homeless person or a person that you know that has embarked on some hard times. What's up, Pink Pam Fur? What up, Pink Pam Fur? How you doing, Maz? Good to see me from you. Yeah. You know, there are some people who you can always get over on if you tell them that your kids are hungry or that you don't have money for food or that you don't have money for clothes or that you don't have money for bus rides to go to school, whatever. They are a sucker for people who have fallen on hardships, hard times. There are a lot of people that way. They feel like, You know, well, a good Lord put me in a position to be able to help those who are less fortunate than I am. So I'm going to help those who are less fortunate. And then they realize that a lot of the people who are pretending to be less fortunate are sometimes just people who have abused drugs and they just spent all of their money. It's not that they're poor. It's that they have put themselves in a position to look poor. That's all it is. They're broke because they're getting high. They're broke because what about the people who spend their money on somebody else that's getting high? There are people like that. So, like, it's trickling down. You borrowing from Peter. Peter feels bad for you because he knows that you hooked up with abusive drug addict Mike. And Mike is like either getting sympathy from you, or he's being aggressive with you. Like, yo, bitch, you gonna make this money for me? I need you to do this for me. You know what I mean? Or whatever the case may be. So it might be easy to get over on you by somebody being down on their luck. Shout out to all the women out there that get their kids to ask their sugar daddy or the man that they sleeping with. Like, yo, Mr. Omar, I need some new snakes, Mr. Omar. I need some new shorts, Mr. Omar. We need some school clothes, Mr. Omar. We need some brand new school supplies. And can you help me, Mr. Omar? Yo, we just want some ice cream, Mr. Omar. Can we go to IHOP? Mr. Omar, help. Can we go to Great Adventure this week? Yeah, I said, miss. Especially if there's a situation where, like, the father has died or something like that. You know, they don't have no man in their life. Daddy ain't there. You know what I'm saying? You not the dad. You know what I mean? You barely go with the mom, but you might be piping her on a regular basis. She got a regular pipe. She got regular pipe worthy. You know what I'm saying? She got the pipe fitter. She got the like, the pussy is free, but the kids cost money. Oh, no. I said the pussy is free, but the kids cost money. Shout out to all my brothers out there who know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you got the ass free. But just know that a 4 or 5 kids, you know, they coming through with their hand out. It's the price for waking up with their mom in the morning. The best part of waking up is kids all in your face. Y'all can play stupid if y'all want to, but I know what I'm talking about. The best part of waking up is kids all in your face. And Mr. Omar. Hey, Mr. Omar. This is what it takes to get over on you. And you might not even feel bad about that shit. Like, I mean, they the kids. You can't feel bad about the kids wanting, and you know what I mean? I mean, I just got them a couple of banana boats from off the Mr. Softy truck. I mean, they ain't hurting nothing. You know what I mean? I had to buy 4 banana boats from off the Mr. Softy truck. The shit ain't cost me but about $30. That shit ain't gonna hurt nothing. I had to get them with the jimmies on the shit, the caramel, the chocolate. Shit, they wanted the banana boat off the Mr. Softy. You know what I mean? Mr. Up. And you know, the good human man came through with the popsicles, the bomb pops, you know what I mean? Red, white, and blue, the bomb pops. I said, give me an orange sickle. While y'all at it, give me a motherfucking orange sickle. I want a pretzel with cheese on that bitch. Give me a warm pretzel with cheese. Y'all want a warm pretzel with cheese, too? I need like 4 or 5 warm pretzels with cheese. Oh, shit, I got to get their mom something. Hey, yo, give me 6 pretzels, six warm pretzels with cheese. Motherfucker. 4 or 5 banana boats, chocolate, and come out on that motherfucker. Some chips on this mother shit. By the time you get finished, you down like a 100. Nigga, you barely got out the bed. This is the problem. This is the cost you pay when you sleep in, nigga. You wanna lay up getting ass all night and then morning time watch a little TV and shit. Got a bed full of kids up in the motherfucker. The kids all in the bed with you like they know you like that. I know I've been smashing your mind for like 3 months, but I barely know it. But nonetheless, I'm down like 100, you know what I mean? 4 or 5 banana boats from Mr. Softy truck with like caramel nuts and chocolate all sprinkled out. You know what I mean? And she has six warm pretzels with cheese on the motherfucking cheese. I'm not even sure if they got over on you. You know, I think he was a willing participant. Sukresh Chitwa says, my kids need a step. Wait, hold on. My kids need to step their game up. Slacking. I want a warm pretzel. I want a warm pretzel too. Yeah, you give me like 50. Hey, yo, Mr. Good Human, say, yo, I need like 6 warm pretzels to motherfucking cheese. You squeeze some more of that cheese with that motherfucking cheese. Everybody get the cheese and warm pretzels. Give me 6 of them bitches. Yo, I want 2. Anyway, what it takes to get over on you, Jeff Hawkins. Hold on. So yeah, man, everybody has their thing. Everybody has their thing that they will submit to, adhere to, bow down to, you know, agree to. Everybody has it. What might get me to submit might not be the same as what it gets you to submit to, you know? But we all have that thing. Some of those things we might not want to talk about right here. Some people are just, like I said earlier, some men are a sucker for just good looks. But guess what? Some women are suckers for just good looks, too. You have women out there, like, they see a man, like, if a man is tall, like, athletically built or something like that, some women like, shit, these drawers coming down. Listen, they up right now, but they coming down, around. And, baby, we're going down, swinging. It's like that. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, man? Yeah, that's Amy. I'm you. I'm so glad to see you cuz coming on through. Some women. And other women. One of the reasons I know this is because I've heard other women talk about other women. Like, yo, as soon as a motherfucker come through, you know, talking a little bit of that good shit, if that motherfucker over 6 feet tall and he got a little bit of muscles or something on him or whatever, he run ball or whatever, she's giving that ass. And what up, Rita Rez? Rita, what's going on, ma? And some people are easily. Well, sex. Some people are easily persuaded to do anything by good sex. Not just any sex, but, you know, the good shit. So, you know, if the dude coming through and he piping correctly, after the nut, he going to get more than guts. You know, how do you think niggas be moving in chicks' cribs after only knowing them for like 2-3 weeks? What you think? It sure ain't because he offered to pay half on the light bill. What you thought? What y'all thought? What y'all thought? It's because from day one, he had her open like six packs. You know? Oh, I'm good. Oh, I'm good. He made me bust off. Now I'm good. So, all women know. Some women, it might even be themselves, where they like, yo, why you think certain women be shutting it down for months, shutting it down for years? Because they know if you get this thing in here right, it shoots right to the chest and right up to the mind, whatever you want. This is bigger than breakfast in bed, nigga. You know what I mean? You can get anything you want. You can get cars. You can get a place to stay. You getting money. You getting the whole, you getting half of the income tax. During COVID, you know what them checks was like? Shits was thick, man. The physical checks was thick, son. It wasn't a regular paper. The checks was thick, son. They had like premium photo paper for the checks, son. It was premium photo paper. The shit was thick like a poster board, baby. No, this ain't construction paper, shit. Things like posts. Since you hand like these checks, they look like flyers. They look like flyers, the good laminated shit, son. You know what I mean? Like you went to the printer. And that's all because he either piped right or licked right. Legs open all the time. Her legs open when they close. Like she'd be like this. Her legs still open. Speaking of which, you know how you hear women say shit like, you need to keep your damn legs closed. Never taking into consideration that you can still have sex with your legs closed. Everybody knows that. Sometimes that's even, you know, it's a little added, you know what I mean? You know, lay on a stomach, you know, close your legs, keep them closed. Close. You know what I mean? It's like a special sealed package. So keeping your legs closed is not the answer. You should have told him to keep your, because if you told him to keep your clothes on, you can still have sex with that too. Chastity belt. That's the only thing that's going to work. That's the only solution. Chastity. That's why I said, not this again. You got to stop hating. For real, you got to stop hating, son. You got to stop hating. Yeah, you're right. Put your leg down. I was just symbolizing that, you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Robbie Ming says, Omar, nothing is free. when you buy for five kids, you're paying for the pussy. Okay. Well, that might be what it takes to get over on him. For kids, I would rather for the love of the children, you know, the future of the black community. I think that's worth, you know, six cheese pretzels and, you know what I mean, four or five banana boats, you know what I'm saying, with the caramel, chocolate, caramel, Jimmy's nuts all up in that, you know what I mean. Seems like a fair exchange. Yeah, I mean... Jeff Hawkins says, hey, Omar, are we speaking of the pussycat trap? Listen, R. Kelly had a song called, well, a series called Trapped in the Closet. Well, a lot of men are trapped in the box. Will the real Roxanne and Romeo finally get it together? Or will Romeo feel the full force of Roxanne's box? Shout out to Full Force. Shout out to UTFO. Shout out to the real Roxanne. Shout out to Sparky D. Shout out to Roxanne Shante. Shout out to DJ Howie T. Okay. Emily Dunlap says, Carl, he best not have on any. Have on any what? Oh, skinny jeans? I don't know what you're talking about. Like, if a man can get over on a woman and he wearing skinny jeans, hey, you got to eat that. And I don't know what to tell you. Stacey White says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. And I'm fucking you up on a second time. And the third time is going to work like a charm. And if you come through with the bullshit one more time, I'm going to slap shit out of you. And I might even go at your crew. And I ain't trying to hear none of the bullshit that y'all do. And if you try to play me, I'm going to give you something else to see. And I don't give a fuck about you and your man. Y'all coming through. I'm fucking up the whole clan. I'm rat-a-tat, bow. That's what you get. Ah, now. Okay. What it takes to get over on you. Now, y'all don't have to talk about it, but when was the last time? Think about the last time somebody got over on you. Got over on you. Back in the days, you know, getting back to children. Remember how we used to have to sell candy in school? You know, they would give us this candy that we were supposed to sell. They didn't give us the candy. They gave us these brochures for the candy. So we had the option of whether to go door to door or have your mom or whoever take the candy brochure to work and get everybody to buy the candy. And you got a prize if you sold enough candy. Well, some people sold a bunch of candy or collected a bunch of money for the candy but never delivered the candy. They didn't deliver the candy. So they got their little prize or whatever. But nobody got their candy, which don't make no sense because the only way that you could get the prize is if you submitted the money. Now, one way that you could have got over was that instead of getting the large prize for the bunch of money that you collected, you went for the small prize. And you kept all of the big money that you collected. People will call around and be like, yo, where's the candy? Where the fucking candy? Where's the candy? Shout out to everybody out here buying Girl Scout cookies, knowing damn well that them Girl Scout cookies don't taste half as good as they did 20, 30 years ago. I don't know. They fucked up them cookies. They need to put back in. They need to put the gluten back in that shit. What's the MSG? Whatever they took out of it, put that shit back in them Girl Scout cookies. This shit tastes like shit. But you know that people will give to the Girl Scouts. People give to the Girl Scouts. You paying $4 a box for that bullshit. $4. $4. And let me tell y'all something. Girl Scouts of America. Those nasty ass cookies, they sell them shits right in Family Dollar. Not the Girl Scouts, but the same cookies that you get in the Girl Scouts. And they taste just the same way. Bullshit. 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 And yeah, I'm hating on Girl Scouts of America because they getting over on everybody. They selling those bullshit, nasty-ass cookies for $4 a box. They ain't worth, and where's the money going with these Girl Scouts? Nobody knows where the money is going. Your mom took those Girl Scout cookies to work and made damn near $100,000. She made more money selling Girl Scout cookies than the salary she gets paid at the fucking job. Plus, there's supposed to be no soliciting at the job, but they'll let you sell them goddamn Girl Scout cookies. Them goddamn Girl Scout cookies. And where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? Where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? Who gets the money for the Girl Scout cookies? Where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? Your Girl Scout didn't get a fucking dime, and she's selling them shits like it's a crime. Where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? Where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? You collected $50,000, and you'll make that in 365 days. Where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? Where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? You sold like 1,000 boxes of cookies at $4 a box? Oh, yo, where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? Where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? Where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? You sold all those cookies just to have a retreat? Get the fuck out of here. Sit down. Take a little seat. I said, where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? Where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? Where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? Yeah, I'm fucking up the cookie game. Yeah, know my name. Where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? Where's the money going for Girl Scout cookies? I researched this shit. Nobody knows where the money is going for Girl Scout cookies. But I tell you what, it's not all in that manufacturing for them nasty-ass cookies. Some cookies don't cause nothing to make. I bet you they get made in China. This fucking Chinese cookies. Fucking nasty-ass Chinese cookies, son. Bootleg cookies, son. Bootleg. Yeah, I'm hating on Girl Scout cookies. Them shits is whack. I used to like them shits. I used to like the Samoas back in the day. Shits tastes like shit. $4. Yeah, what it takes to get over on you? Girl Scout cookies. People be buying them. Yeah, give me 5 boxes of the Girl Scout cookies. I'm going to give them to my kids. And give them to my kids. And give them. Kids like, man, fuck out. Mom, I probably want this bullshit. Probably want this shit. Ada selling Girl Scout cookies again this year. Ada selling Girl Scout cookies again this year. Jeff Hawkins says that candy money never made it to school. Yeah, you got to chill. You got to chill. Carol Taylor says, my granddaughter tried today. Nope, not happening. I may be old, but not stupid. Oh, yeah. Fat gangster. All right. Emily says, and why buy Girl Scout cookies when you can get the same cookies at the dollar? That's what I'm talking about, Emily. They got the same cookies. I'm like, it almost looks like the box. It's the same color as the box. The only thing it don't have is the Girl Scout label. And I'm like, yo, look, nasty cookies for cheap. And they like $1 a box. $3, a family dollar. G.K. Wright says, my candy money made it to school, but one year, all of the chocolate didn't make it back. Oh, shit. Now. Robbie Ming says the money is going in their pockets. It is. It really, Girl Scout cookies is really a scam. Like, I'm listen, shout out to all of y'all who have little girls who are Girl Scouts, but you know damn well you was working too hard to sell them fucking cookies. And you know damn well them cookies don't taste like they did in 1980-nothing, or not even 1990-nothing. This shit is garbage. So Crazy Chitwa says, I just make a donation. I don't buy Girl Scout cookies. I know where they don't spend the money. Thank you. I know what you're saying. Because they don't. They don't put none of that money back in the community. You know what I mean? They got you spending all this money on Girl Scout uniforms, going on trips and shit, retreats, so-called community service, and your hood is fucked up. But your hood ain't really fucked up. You know why? Because for you to even have your little girl in the Girl Scout, you had a good job. Because only mothers with good jobs have their girls in the Girl Scouts any motherfucking way. Them ratchet moms don't be having their Girl Scouts and them girls in the Girl Scouts. Think about it. I mean, I'm just being 100. I ain't never seen a ratchet mom put they little girls in the Girl Scouts. Because ain't no twerking. Ain't no twerking in the Girl Scouts. You got to, you know, conduct yourself in a more ladylike manner. You know, you backing it up and busting it down in the Girl Scouts. Like, what the hell? I told y'all stop letting girls in the Girl Scouts for free. We normally check the median income of all of the parents who send their kids to this Girl Scouts. It ain't cheap. It ain't cheap for your child to be in no Scouts, whether it's boys or girls, whether it's girls or boys. It ain't cheap. They will milk the shit out your ass. They in your pockets constantly. No, I said, remember the new cookie in the 80s? Oh, the new Coke. Oh, yeah. Boy, was that a bust. Pepsi whooped the shit out of that. Okay. Carol Zimler says, I spent some candy money once and had to borrow the money to give to the school. I had tuition to pay and it was short. T. Gary Wright says, I was a Girl Scout and the cookies are made in Kentucky. Okay. Oh, you're saying, oh, they're not made in China? Good. Well, they fucking up something in Kentucky too. Because first of all, the cookies used to be bigger. Them shit's small as shit. Them joints is so small, you could damn near, they damn near Lifesavers now. You know what? Lifesavers come in a little round pack. That's all. That's going to be the size of the cookies next. They're going to be billing them cookies as fun size cookies. They're going to be small as the cookies in Cookie Crisp cereal. Remember Cookie Crisp cereal? Cookie Crisp. Jeff August says, at Omar, all in your pockets. I'm telling you, being a scout ain't cheap. What it takes to get over on you. TK Wright says the money goes to the arts programs, and I'm for the older Girl Scouts to take classes. I'm not trying to hear that shit. I'm not trying to hear that shit. The money don't go where it should be going. If I sell 1,000 boxes of cookies at $4 a box, first of all, you getting 500. The money worth. If I'm selling 1,000 boxes, I am the Girl Scouts. That's me. But when you talk about the percentage of the money that the greatest percentage of the money goes, nobody has a definitive answer for that. We know that it goes to scholarships and all. I'm like, fuck out of here. I want to know exactly where the money goes. Like, look, the cookies cost this much, but and we charge this much because this much is going right to there. And you can check it. It's right to there. You can check it right to there. Transparency, right? Those cookies are selling enough to be put on the public trading market. That's all I know. That's all I'm saying. That's all. You get it right. Says, I took art classes at Columbia University in the 11th grade. Just saying, the rest of the money goes towards corporate retreats. They lying. They cheating. $4 a box for that shit. Fuck out of here, man. But as we get ready to wrap up on this, charities. It takes to get over on some people are charities. Charities. Simple and plain. Charities. So some people feel like maybe they're religious and they feel like they need to tithe in other work, in other ways than just giving 10% to the church. So they give to charities. Oh, it's going towards a good cause. Sometimes some people only need to hear that. It's for a good cause. It's for a good cause. Buy this pack of M&Ms. It costs $5, my friend. Damn, for a regular pack of M&Ms, where's the money going then? I said, I'm using the money. We need football, basketball, uniforms. We got stock uniforms, that uniform. Going to make sure the kids get uniforms. In the hood, they can't afford uniforms. Yo, we got good teams, but uniforms. It's something we don't have. We need uniforms. So it's going towards good cause. Urban city youth, to keep them from selling drugs. Keep them from using drugs. Keep them from selling drugs. Keep them using drugs. From using drugs. Charity, baby. When I go to Eagles games, I see little football team, little league football teams down there. They got their helmets out. Yo, give to the Oak Lane Wildcats. Shout out to the Oak Lane Wildcats. They never beg for money. You know why? Because all of the parents have enough money, you know, for uniforms like that. So they don't have to beg. But it'd be like the North Philly, this team, that team, whatever, you know, some kind of startup type shit. And I ain't mad at them, and I always give a little bit of money to them. You know, for the simple fact that it takes a lot of balls to ask. When so many people out here don't like to ask because they fear rejection. So you're giving those kids a really good practice as far as humbling themselves to get something for the greater good later on. So it's good. Ask for what you want. Ask and you shall receive. So maybe for the children, for the kids, maybe that's how you get over on me. But it's hard for me to look at that as getting over. Because children are not asking for enough to bankrupt you. They got to learn how to do that. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. So Crazy Twa says, we have Muslim scouts, and they ain't selling no cookies or digging in your pockets. I didn't know they had Muslim scouts. Really? Did y'all know that? I didn't know it was a such thing as Muslim scouts. I want to check that out. Muslim scouts. Muslim scouts, Kimars, and you learn something every day. Every day it rains. Muslim scouts. It's not like the Nation of Islam Muslim Girls Training, is it? MGT. Shout out to the MGT. Shout out to FOI, Crew to Islam, all up in the house, all up in your area. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 7th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Angel Smith, happy birthday to you, and Marquise Ramon Hedgepeth, turning 48 years old today, and Anita Simpson, turning 39 years old today, and Maria Santa Zidor, happy birthday to you, and Anand Allen, turning 25 years old today, happy birthday, youngin', and Siobhan Merkerson, turning 60 years old today, happy birthday to you, and Chiwindu and Juana, turning 24 years old today, and Trina Bisco, happy birthday to you, Trina. She came on the show one time. Good people. And Lakeisha Malone, turning 46 years old today. Happy birthday to you, my girl Lakeisha Malone. And Luz Del Alba Sanchez, turning 32 years old today. And Christina Ijoma Elwilu, happy birthday to you. And Princess Dela, happy birthday to you. And Alicia Barnes, happy birthday. And Letitia Marie, happy birthday. And Stephanie Fields, my girl Stephanie, turning 48 years old today. And last but not least, my girl Nicole Rouse. She was on the show before. She's an author, author Nikki Rouse. Happy birthday to you. I'm going to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 7th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, everybody has their weakness, and everybody has their desires, and everybody has that thing that will make them go in their pockets, or make moves, or make calls, or go this place and that place, you know. Hopefully it's not something that is bad for your health or bad for yourself. But you're going to help where you feel like there's a need where you can actually make an impact if it's in you to do that. So, with that being said, I want to thank all of y'all for coming through on this Power Monday and rocking out with the kids on the DG show. I appreciate me some. Y'all know how it go. We will be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Y'all know what it is. That's the science right there. Make sure y'all hit the like button if y'all haven't hit the like button yet. Make sure that you share the show if you haven't shared the show yet. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And I will holler back at y'all, man. Y'all be good. All right, so on the Blog Talk side, we're going to get on up out of here. I say bye, my dear. And...